Okay, that was the Beach Boys as well as the Byrds. We played two songs because we had transition. We have more guests today, and we had to acquaint ourselves. The first one was the Beach Boys. That was a song released in 1964 on this date that reached number one. And on May 11th, 1965, Mr. Tambourine Man by the Byrds, that was on. Do you remember the show Hullabaloo?
I do not remember the show Hullabaloo, I don't think.
Is that
where it made
you.
Its premiere?
Yes, yes. Oh, gosh, I remember. Mm-hmm. I'm probably the only one in the room who does. but that's okay. That's mm-hmm. okay. The Byrds performed that song on this date in 1965, a great cover, and that probably mm-hmm. is the song that introduced folk rock.
Mm-hmm. I love the Byrds.
I do too. I do too. But we need to love the people in the studio.
Yes. We have with us Sarah Morgan, Katie Skidmore, and Keely Gray from the Lake Ponre Repertory Theater Company, who are this weekend and next weekend presenting Into the Woods at the Panada Theater. That's the 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Okay. That's the voice of Keely Gray you just heard. Do you guys want to say hello, introduce yourselves, let people know your voice, and what you do in the play?
Hi, I'm Katie Skidmore. I'm the music director, and also I'm Jack's mom. So fabulous. I'm only wearing two hats. Our fabulous director's wearing a few more.
You mean Jack the Beanstalk's mom?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Yes.
To be clear, is not my mother.
Not, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got a Jack here. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. I'm Keely Gray. I am the founder and director of LPL Rep, as well as the director of Into the Woods, as well as producing the show, and I play Cinderella.
Ooh.
And I'm Sarah Morgan. I play Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay.
And
so, go ahead.
I'm just going to ask, you know, we've got the different names that we all know quite well. Just a brief summary of the plot.
Absolutely. So this is a very famous musical by Mr. Stephen Sondheim. It's been around since the late 70s, I believe. I want to say 1978, but Jim, you are a much better historian on that than I am. And
yes, you're correct.
I know, right? Every time I come in, Jim has like these little factoids and I'm like, really? So basically what Sondheim did was he took all of the famous fairy tales that we know and he interweaved them together, created relationships between the characters on their journeys to find their happily ever after. So the first act, we see Little Red, Cinderella, Rapunzel, the prince, the witch, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Jack's mom all going after, and the baker, all going after their happily ever after, their wishes. And the second act is what happens after happily ever after, because as we all know, life doesn't stop once you get your wish.
And that's an excellent summation of the plot of a show. Now I want to go see it, and it's a
excellent.
It's a musical too.
Correct.
Yes, it is not just a play. I guess when you say Stephen Sondheim, that kind of goes without saying. But
it's true. Yeah. He is one of the most famous librettists, writers, musical theater gods, mm-hmm. is what we call him.
Mm-hmm. A librettist.
Yes. Actually, a lot of folks, I think a lot of folks know this, but he actually got his start doing the libretto for West Side Story.
I didn't know that.
Yes. So he did not write the music, but he did do the libretto and the words for all of the music in West Side Story.
Maybe I did know that. I don't know. All I know is Leonard Bernstein with that one.
And he did the music.
Yes.
Yep. And so James Lapine does the music for Into the Woods.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Lake Ponderay Rep has done other musicals, Frankenstein. What were the challenges or what are the challenges with Into the Woods?
Whoo! The music is very difficult. I wrote my director's note yesterday, and part of what I wrote was this is by far the most ambitious show LPO Rep has undertaken. Granted, it's our third show, so we are still fresh babies. We're getting our feet under us as a company, but I felt like we were ready for this. And for the really difficult part, which is the music, I'm gonna flip it over to my music director, because Miss Katie Skidmore over here has just killed it as a music director, and the whole entire cast has just fallen in love with this beautiful woman. And not only is she glorious at singing, which you'll hear, but as a teacher, she is remarkable.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. That was a fantastic.
You know, bask in that for a few moments.
Yeah, it's hard for me to hear because it's just it feels like a lot, but I'm so thankful to have this opportunity. I was listening to this music every weekend growing up while, you know, we did cleaning in our house. Like, musicals were the thing that we listened to, and this one in particular was one of my favorites, where I knew every song, I knew every line, and but I didn't know every ensemble harmony, and I didn't know every entrance. So that was the really interesting part about this. And I was so grateful to know Keely and have the opportunity to be a part of the show. I love LPO Rep. I love the family that we've made there. But this music is fantastic. And we have levels like beginners, experienced. You know, we have an opera singer in the show as well.
That's you.
And
there's like three of them, actually.
There's a couple professional singers in this group. But we also have beginners. And it's fantastic that everyone was willing to put the work in and make it the show that it is.
So does every fairy tale character have a song?
Live radio.
Yeah, so. Actually we do. It's mm-hmm. very interesting because this is a very heavy ensemble show, but you won't see, you know, only the chorus comes in here. Everyone gets to tell their story musically. We have various themes that we associate with Rapunzel and singing in her tower. So she has her awes that draw in the prince. And we have the witch's theme. Every time she appears on stage, there's a very ominous chord that will strike. And, you know, it's fantastic. Little Red has a really known theme.
I was going to ask about Little Red Riding Hood. What's your song?
I get to sing this song called I Know Things Now, and it's a really great song because Little Red Riding Hood is kind of this teenager that overindulges. She kind of brushes off that advice everyone gives her. She's like, no, I know better. I know what I'm doing. And it gets her into really sticky situations.
The Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah, is this post Big Bad Wolf?
You'll have to come see the show to find out.
Well, I'll be there. I'll be there.
But there may or may not be a big bad wolf in our show.
Ooh.
How many folks are involved in the production?
We have a beautiful cast of 19 people.
Whoa.
And we also, a lot of us are doing double duty as designers, directors, and cast members, but we also have a production crew of about 10. So we've got production team for costume, set, all of the above. And then we also have stage crew that we've brought in for the production. So there's probably about 30, 35 of us that are making this show happen for our community.
Okay, we've been talking about the art part. Let's talk about the nitty gritty about the dates, where one can get tickets, time, and things like that.
Oh,
and then
Jim,
we can go back and talk about the art.
Heck yes, because we want to get those butts in seats. Tickets are available at our website, which is lporep.com. That's LPOREP.com. Super easy. I was very proud of getting that website domain. And they are $25. Our shows are May 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th, all at 7 p.m., all at the beautiful, historic Panada Theater, who we are proud to say is a partner with us on this show. And again, you can get those tickets at lporep.com.
Can one get them at the door?
Absolutely. Of course, we are always very positive and optimistic and hoping that we sell out.
Wouldn't that be good?
We have not sold out yet. Well, we are hoping to, but we would gladly see you at the door. Doors will open at 6:15, and we hope to see you there.
Okay, and is this a family-friendly
Absolutely.
Show? So, you know, you can bring your children, bring grandma and grandpa mm-hmm. Just across the board. So one more time, Friday and Saturday, the
12th and 13th.
We need bigger calendars in the studio, Jack.
This one's pretty good size.
Yeah, but I have to turn all the way around here. 12th and 13th, and then a week off, and then
the 19th and 20th.
And tickets are available one more time besides at the door.
LPOREP.com. LPOREP.com.
Let's We want more than their butts, don't we? We want the entire body.
Oh, we want the entire body.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Butts and seats is just one of my favorite phrases because, you know, it really sells it of like,
yes,
they are planted, they are ready, they are excited to be there.
Yes.
Is this going to be an audience participation in the sense that young Frankenstein people were enthusiastic and
yes, they were. We had a lot of fun with that. Honestly, we weren't expecting that for young Frankenstein. I think there was a Saturday where we could not hear the horse neighing sound effect because
right,
the entire audience was neighing every time Frau Blücher's name was said. Exactly.
There
so
you go.
There isn't as much audience participation in this show, but I will say that there is going to be a delightful treat at the end where you will get to be up close and personal with a lot of these characters.
Excellent. Now, are any new faces in this in your cast?
So many. I am one of my biggest points of pride for this company is that we attract, we've been able to attract so many folks who either have been searching for this and have done theater throughout their lives but didn't think they had the opportunity here, or they're brand spanking new and they have always dreamt of being on stage or backstage. And so we actually have quite a few new members to our cast. I wish I could name all of them, but they know who they are. Our stepsisters are brand spanking new to the company and they are killing it. You can't take your eyes off of them. And that's just tip of the iceberg. We have a lot of folks that are on our design team that this is their first time designing. Actually, the beautiful woman next to me, this is her first time music directing, and she is killing it. And when we're talking about opera singers, I tell everybody all the time that Katie could sing at the Met. And yeah, she hates it when I do that. She really does. She's turning bright red right now.
Under pressure.
So, yes. And that is kind of the purpose that we have for LPO Rep is we want everybody to get the chance to be on stage or backstage or design, or if you just have that creative bug that you're really wanting to scratch. We try really hard to be a very welcoming, open family. We are accepted of each other and I think we fuel ourselves through the love that we have for the art and each other.
So, Sarah, did the character of Little Red Riding Hood speak to you?
In a way, yeah. She reminds me a lot of my teenage years. And the wisdom she gathers through this show just reminds me so much of my journey through high school and then into college. And just the way you learn lessons. The way life teaches you things.
And I will say that this is not Sarah's first production with LPO Rep, but before Young Frankenstein, she did not know that she was a natural born actress.
Yeah.
Oh, what fun. What fun. Now, one more time, the plot. How do you get, what brings all of these different fairy tale characters together in one space?
Fantastic question. So Sondheim was brilliant in the way that he did this, and he basically basically gives each character a reason to interact with the other, whether it's, and the woods ends up being the place where they all meet, thus into the woods. Where that's where they have met, that's where they all collide with each other. And then through the first act, they get to know each other. They figure out what each one of them wants. Like, for instance, the baker's wife and I have several interludes where she wants my shoes. And so we run into each other in the woods. And so that way we get to know each other. And the princes meet Rapunzel and meet Cinderella, and Jack meets the baker. So it's, the woods are kind of this, I always see the woods as the metaphor of life, and we have to go through the woods to get to the other side and to move forward in our lives. But it's also the vehicle that Stephen Sondheim uses for all of these characters to come together.
What a concept, because I don't know about you, Jack, but When I grew up, you know, Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella and Little Red Riding, they were in not the same universe. They were sort of like in parallel universes,
yeah,
but they never. What fun! What fun! So who else is there besides Little Red Riding Hood and Jack?
We've got Little
Cinderella.
Red. We've got the Big Bad Wolf. We've got Rapunzel and her prince. We've got the baker and his wife. Jack and his mom with their beanstalk, Cinderella and her prince. We've got the step family.
Ooh.
Yes, we've got the stepsisters and we've got the stepmom, which I am. This is going to be a shocker to those of you who know me. But my stepmom is played by no other than the Queen Kate McAllister.
Cool.
Yes. Excellent. We're having so much fun together because we also work together at the Chamber of Commerce. And she is just a joy of my life. And having her play my stepmom is really fun because she loves to be mean to me.
So that's really not role playing.
Not at all.
Not at all.
No. We're actually doing another creative project together where she plays my mom again. And there's a theme going where it's a very difficult mother-daughter relationship. And it's very opposite if you see Kate and I together because we just have so much fun and laugh together. But our characters seem to really hate each other.
Ooh, sounds like a glass menagerie might be in
ooh,
the future.
Nice reference, yes.
Ooh, mother and daughter.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, let's push those limits.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, and we also have Granny. Granny makes an appearance with the Little Red Riding Hood story. And then we also have the steward with the royal family. There is a character called the Mysterious Man, who I will not give away too much about, but okay. he is a very important character. In our story, and the way that he relates to not just the baker, but everybody else is pretty remarkable in the way they tell the story.
We're here, by the way, with Keely Gray, Katie Skidmore, and Sarah Morgan from the Lake Pontre Repertory Theater Company, LPO Rep, that is, talking about Into the Woods. How'd you guys pick this show? Or how did Keely, did you pick the show by yourself, or did you have other input on that?
Oh, my goodness. So as soon as we did Young Frankenstein, I will never forget. I think it was the first night of performance, and I come down into the dressing room.
No, it was closing night.
Okay, it was closing night. Fine. I come down into the dressing room, and they are blasting Beauty and the Beast, and everybody's just singing at the top of their lungs. And then I come down, and it's literally like all eyes come to me. Keely, we should do Beauty and the Beast. Keely,
we had
we
cast
should do-
the entire oh, show.
Mike will be this, and Sarah will be this, and da 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 da. And so that's kind of how it started. Was everybody saw the spark of what we could accomplish with Young Frankenstein, and all of a sudden it was like the sky's the limit. And from then on, every project we did, every time I saw somebody from the company, it was like, Keely, I have a great idea. We should do Enter a Musical here. And Into the Woods was one of them that just kept coming up. Yeah. And it's a show that's recently been on Broadway, so we were kind of trepidatious.
It had a revival, didn't it?
It did, and it's actually up for many Tonys right now. So I was not even sure if it was going to be available for the rights.
I was going to say, could you snag it in time before? Because when it's on Broadway,
you can't touch it.
It's almost, yeah.
Yeah, we got very lucky because I believe the Broadway version, the revival, is a more of a concert version as opposed to a fully produced version. So there are no set pieces. There are no, the costumes are very minimal, so the staging is very minimal, and so I think I'm pontificating at this exact moment in time. I'm guessing that is the reason why the rights were still available.
Okay.
But we were very lucky, and I remember getting a text from one of my actors saying, "Hey, did you see that they're bringing this back to Broadway? Are you sure we're going to be able to get it?" And that night, I checked, and I was like, "Okay, we got it."
Okay.
So that's the that's how you decided on Into the Woods, more or less. It came up. Yeah. You've been doing musicals. This is your third performance as LPO Rep, and this will be your second musical.
Importance of Being Earnest was the
regular play.
Regular play.
Well, they call it straight plays is usually the term used in the theater world, but I usually like to say the term regular play because most people, when you say show, play, something like that, is it a musical? Well, no, it's a regular play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to preview at all? Anything else coming up or any?
Absolutely.
Is there anything people should know about?
Well, we're gearing up for a couple of different things. We're in the process right now of seeing if we can get the rights for Murder on the Orient Express for our fall production, which I am thrilled to say is going to be directed by my dear friend and collaborator, Tim Bangle. He is also our sound designer for the show, and he is just a creative mastermind, and he and I are very simpatico, so I'm very proud that he's going to be the next director in line for the company. And we are also working. We officially have a script together for Speakeasy Part 3, which will be coming in August.
Now, is there Was Murder on the Orient Express a play? Has that been adapted?
They have adapted it into a play.
Oh my goodness.
And I cannot remember the author's name who adapted it is escaping my brain, but mm-hmm. it's based off of the Agatha Christie novel.
Yeah.
And Tim actually pitched me that show. He said, I have this design concept for it and I'm really passionate about it. And once we wrap up the fade, I'd really like to do this.
Excellent.
And I was excited about that because the reason why I trust him so implicitly is because I'm one of his actors on The Fade, which is a movie project that he's writing, producing, directing. Well, his son is directing, but that he has been navigating mm-hmm. and organizing. And so to see his organizational prowess, how he leads people, how he communicates himself and leads, has been very inspirational. And so that was what gave me the, okay, I can let go of the reins.
Okay. But in the meantime, it's Into the Woods, Friday and Saturday this week and the following Friday and Saturday. Tickets are available at
lporep.com, lporep.com.
And also at the door, the play is at 7 o'clock. Doors open, I think, at 6:15.
Correct.
Excellent. Do we say triple break of legs?
Yes.
Break each of you, all the legs.
Each of you break one. Yes.
Yeah.
I got pretty close already.
She did. No more.
Let's not go there. Thank you all so very much. And I look forward to seeing you at the Panada.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate the time.
You bet. Mm-hmm. And have fun.
Yeah. We're coming awfully close to the top of the hour here, Jim.
And I don't have a song that I selected. Maybe they could all sing a song from.
Yeah, pressure's on. Now, right now. Pick one. Okay, ready, go. Okay. No, we can do. I'll just give you a couple of upcoming events in town for this weekend, besides Into the Woods, which, of course, we should all go see. It is the weekend to unplug, be outside, and be active, May 9th through 11th. Well, that's right now. Today's
like, hello.
11th. Yeah. Be outside and be active from Tuesday to Thursday. That's today between 3 and 6:30 p.m. Join Sandpoint Parks and Rec and other local clubs and organizations for Unplug and Be Outside, featuring a variety of free events designed to empower kids, adults, and families to be physically active. Schweitzer Obstacle Course, YMCA Yard Games, Sand Volleyball, Parkour, Pop, mini bike rodeo, Bonnery Peddlers, pickleball, an obstacle course, building straw rockets,
no
and
judgments,
ultimate
no judgments.
Let's see, that's all.
Can I ask Keeley one more question?
Yeah, okay.
Where are you? The play goes on tomorrow. Are you calm? Are you nervous? Are you where are you?
Well, just speaking for myself, this has been a very different journey for me because normally I'm used to just being the director and producer. And so being on stage, this has been a process. And I am very thankful for the team that I have creatively who have made my wishes come true, so to speak, and have taken the reins. So this week I could actually be an actor because anybody who knows the play knows that Cinderella is a high maintenance model when it comes to costumes and makeup. So I have had no time to be out there. I am an actor.
Wonderful, wonderful. And the team is all coming together.
Oh, they're amazing. I can't say enough good stuff. But I am, to answer your question, feeling more and more at peace.
Continue to sip your coffee.
Yeah.
Thank you all so very much for stopping by. And we're heading into Burno. Tonight, I'm going to be doing an hour of folk music recently passed Gordon Lightfoot and his four albums from the 1960s. We're going to be looking at songs from there. That's at 9 o'clock on the KFY Folk Show.
I will be tuning in for that, Jim.
Excellent. I got some good songs selected.
There's more. There's a rocketry challenge presented by Space Point this Saturday coming up. There is a little black dress gala for Bonner Homeless Transitions. That's on Saturday, May 13th, out at the fairgrounds. And the What's Happening Up North Economic Summit is on right now. So I'm not sure if that's.
And don't forget, tomorrow night. If you're going to the play on Saturday, then tomorrow night you're free.
Sure.
Head over to Priest River and catch
That's next weekend. I caught you. That's the 19th.
That's the 19th. So go to Into the Woods this coming weekend.
Friday.
But yeah. then next Friday,
yeah.
You know, you won't be able to catch the play four times like yeah. you really want to. You'll only be able to catch it three. Mm-hmm. On the 19th, Priest River, the opening reception for the Smithsonian on Main Street exhibition, 6 to 9.
That's right. Okay, well, we're fresh out of time.
We're out of here.
Go to Sandpoint Online for the full list of upcoming events because there's a ton going on this weekend, and it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Mom, and everyone else. Stay tuned for Bird Note. Artist Collective Mix all day long after that. This is 88.5 KRFY Ponderay.